And the pasuk continues, Shishi, Vesa'oritz asher nosati l'Avram u'liyitzchak l'cho etnena. And the land that I have given to Avram and to Yitzchak will be given to you. U'lizaracha acharecha eten esa'oritz. And to your children after you, I will give the land. Vayal me'olav elekim. And Hashem went off Yaakov, in the place that he was speaking to him. And Rashi says that he does not know pshat in the words bamokem asher diber itoy. Obviously, he went off from him in the place that he was speaking to him. These words are superfluous. Vayatzev Yaakov matzevo, and Yaakov set up a matzevo, a monument, bamokem asher diber itoy, in the place that Hashem spoke to him. Matzeves oven, a monument made of stone. And the Mefarshim explained that this was the same stone that Yaakov used on his way up to Paddan Aram when Hashem appeared to him in Beiskel. Because Yaakov made a promise and he said, V'ho even azois asher samti matzevo yiyeh beis elikim. This stone that I have set up as a matzevo, I will make it into a beis elikim if you keep all the promises that you promised to me. And since Hashem kept his promises, Yaakov went back to the same stone, Vayasech oleh nesech, and he poured on it nesachim, wine, Vayitzok oleh shemen, and poured on top of it oil. And Yaakov called the name of this place Beiskel. And really, this is the third time that the same place was named. In Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov called the name of this place Beiskel. Earlier, in Pasuk Zion, Yaakov called the name of this place Kale, Beiskel, and now is the third time. The Ayin in the Radak, the Ramban, and in Sefer Hemek Dover from the Nativ that discuss the reason for this triple naming by Yaakov. What I find interesting is that Yaakov seems to be the one who is always naming different places their names. We find in the last 2 weeks' Parshios that Yaakov is constantly naming Mekoimos. We find Beiskel was named three times by Yaakov. At the end of Parshas Vayetze, he called the Mokon Gilad. He called a different place Machanayim. In this week's Parsha, he called a place Peniel, Sukkos, and Aloim Bochus. There must be some significance in the reason why Yaakov specifically was the one doing all the naming. And the pasuk continues, Vayisumi Beiskel, and they travel from Beiskel. Vayihi oid kivras haoretz lavoya frosa. And there was still a kivras oretz to reach Ephras. And Rashi brings down three pshatim in what kivras haoretz means. According to Rashi's first pshat, he quotes Menachem, who says it means a lotion of kabir, a lot. There was still a lot of land before him, before they would reach Ephras. It was still a distance before they would reach Ephras. Rashi in his second pshat says, Kivras Oretz means Miloshen Kivra, a sieve, a strainer that has a lot of holes. And it was describing the earth. The earth was like a strainer. It had many holes from plowing. And the pasuk is telling us what season this was. This was the season where it was very common to find plowing holes. It was spring. And although the weather was good, Yaakov did not bury Rachel in the city of Beis Lechem, but rather on the side of the road. And this was Alpi HaDibur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Rachel to be buried there on the side of the road. This way she will be able to daven in the future for her children. The third pshat Rashi says is that Kivras Eretz is a measurement. Just like we say a certain amount of land is called Chelkas Sodeh, Kivras Eretz is a certain measurement of about a parsa or more. And it was on the way to Ephras, Batelid Rachel, Batakash Belidita. Rachel gave birth, but she had difficulty in childbirth. Vahibak Shoisa Belidita, and it was, as she was having difficulty to give birth, Batarmeloha Mialedes. And the midwife told her, Al Tirei, do not be afraid. Kigam Zeloch Bain, this will also be to you a son. According to the Pashup Shad, it means, besides for Yosef, you will have a second son, Binyamin. Rashi brings down a second pshat, that with each one of the Shvatim, there was born a twin sister. The pasuk over here by Binyamin says Gam, to tell us that there were two twin sisters born with Binyamin. Vayihi b'tzeis nafsha kimesa, and it was when her soul departed because she died. Vatikra shemoi ben oini, Rachel called the name of her son, the son of my pain. Va'oviv karaloi Binyamin. And his father called him Binyamin, which means Ben Yamin, the son that was born in the south. All the other Shvatim were born in the north, in Paddan Aram. But Binyamin was born in Eretz Yisrael, which was south of Paddan Aram. Rashi brings down a second pshat, Ben Yamin, the son that was born in my old age. Thomas Rachel, and Rachel died, Vatikaveh Bederach Ephrasa, and she was buried on the way to Ephras, he Beis Lachem, which is Beis Lachem. Vayatev Yaakov Matseva al Kfurasa, and Yaakov set up a monument on her grave, he Matseves Kfuras Rachel Arayoim. This is the monument of the grave of Rachel until this day. Vayisa Yisrael, and Yaakov traveled, Vayet Ahaloi, and he pitched his tent, Mehalo Lemigdal Eder, beyond Migdal Eder. Vayehi, and it was, Bishkoin Yisrael Ba'oretz Ahi, when Yaakov dwelled in this place. And Rashi says, the Pasuk is coming to tell us, since Yaakov spent time in this place and did not head right back to Yitzchak to be Mechabit his father, therefore he was punished, and Reuven did an Avera in this place. Vayelech Reuven, and Reuven went, Vayishkav es Bila Pilegesh Aviv, and he lied with Bila, the concubine, the Pilegesh of his father. Vayishma Yisrael, and Yaakov heard. Rashi explains that this Pasuk should not be taken literally. Reuven did not have relations with his father's Pilegesh. But this is what happened. Yaakov used to have his bed in Rachel's tent. But when Rachel died, Yaakov took his bed out of Rachel's tent and placed it in Bilhah's tent. This bothered Reuven. Reuven said, it's bad enough that my mother's sister was a competition to my mother. But now that she died, should her maid also be a competition to my mother? Therefore he went and took Yaakov's bed out of Bilhah's tent and brought it into his mother Leah's tent. And the Torah considered it as if he was Sheikhev Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. But in essence, he just moved the beds. Vayu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar, and the children of Yaakov were 12. Rashi explains that the Pasuk is telling us that Reuven did not really sin the way the Pasuk seems to be mashma. He only moved the beds. And that's why the Pasuk says that the Shvatim were 12. They were all equal. Reuven, Lechotah, he did not sin the way the Pasuk literally says it. Rashi, in the Pashut Pshat, explains, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar, now that Binyamin was born, and all 12 Shvatim were around, now they could be counted. Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar, and the Shvatim were now 12 and ready to be counted. B'nei Leah, Bechor Yaakov, the children of Leah, Bechor Yaakov. Here the Pasuk calls Reuven, the Bechor of Yaakov, to say that Reuven did not really sin the way the Pasuk is mashma. V'shimon, v'levi, v'yehuda, v'yisachar, zvulun. All these were the children of Leah. B'nei Rachel were Yosef u'Binyamin. B'nei Bila Shifchas Rachel. The children of Bila, the maid of Rachel, were Dan and Naphtali. U'v'nei Zilpah Shifchas Leah. And the children of Zilpah, the Shifcha of Leah, Gad v'Asher, were Gad and Asher. Ele b'nei Yaakov asher yulad loy b'Padan Aram. These are the children of Yaakov that were born to him in Padan Aram. And in the Pirush Avi HaEzer, which is found in the Chumash Mikrois Gedolos, he asks, how can it say these are the children of Yaakov that were born in Padan Aram if Binyamin was born in Canaan? And he answers, because the Pasuk is going after the Roiv, since 11 out of the 12 were born in Padan Aram, the Pasuk says that all of them were born in Padan Aram. Vayova Yaakov el Yitzchak Aviv, and Yaakov came to Yitzchak his father, Mamre, to the plain of Mamre, Kiryas HaArba, which was in the city of Kiryas Arba, he Chevron, which is Chevron, Asher Gorsham, Avram and Yitzchak, where Avram and Yitzchak lived. Although when Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, Yitzchak was living in Be'er Sheva, and we find over here that Yaakov returned to Yitzchak in Chevron. Chizkuni, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, says that Chevron and Be'er Sheva were very close to each other, and the places were kim'at, interchangeable. Chevron and Be'er Sheva were really one place, and people moved very easily from one to the other. Sephorna explains why the Pasuk had to say Asher Gorsham Avram v'Yitzchak, that Chevron was the place where Avram and Yitzchak lived. And he explains that when tzaddikim live in a place, they create a great name, a Shem Tov, for the people of their family, so that if another member of the family moves to that place, they can feed off the good name that the tzaddikim created for this family in this place. And this is what the Pasuk is saying, that Yaakov returned to Chevron. And in Chevron, Yitzchak his father and Avram his grandfather had already created such a Shem Tov in that place, and he was continuing in that way, to continue the Shem Tov that his father and grandfather created in Chevron. And the days of Yitzchak were 180 years. Vayigva Yitzchak, and Yitzchak perished by Yomas and died by Yosef el Amov, and he was brought into his nation, Zokain, old, Usva Yomim, and satisfied in days. Ramban, explains the Lashon of Sva Yomim in Perik Chafei Pasuk Ches, when the same Lashon is used by Avram. He said, Sva Yomim means that they were satisfied with their days. They didn't go and look for new things to make them happy every day. They were not looking for chadoshos, and they did not need moisrois extra. Siva yomim, they were satisfied with what they had in their days. The new day did not have to bring a new chiddush, a new idea to make them happy. Vayikbru oisoi Esav v'Yaakov bonov, and Esav and Yaakov buried Yitzchak. And Rashi explains over here that it's ein muktum u'me'ucha b'Torah. The Torah is not written in chronological order, because although it says that Yitzchak died at this point, and first later in Parshas Vayeshev it says Mechiras Yosef, that Yosef was sold, in actuality Mechiras Yosef took place 12 years before the death of Yitzchak. And we will see in Rashi the calculations how he figures that out. I would just like to mention a few ramifications that come out from the death of Rachel and Rivka mentioned in this parsha. First of all, if Rachel died on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, it comes out that Yitzchak never saw Rachel, because Yitzchak was always in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov was coming back with his new wives, Rachel and Leah from Paddan Aram, and Rachel died on the way. So Yitzchak never saw Rachel. Secondly, Rivka never saw Yaakov's wives, Rachel and Leah, because Rivka died before Yaakov came back with Rachel and Leah. So Rivka never saw her daughter-in-laws, Rachel and Leah. After Yaakov went to Haran, to Laban's house, he never saw his mother again, because his mother died before he came back, as we see in this parsha, that Rivka died on his way back when Yaakov was coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Another point is that the Emois, Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel and Leah never saw each other. Sarah never saw Rivka, because Sarah died at the time of the Akedah, which the Pasuk says that was when Rivka was born. So Sarah never saw Rivka. Rivka never saw Rachel and Leah, because Rivka died before Rachel and Leah came back. So Sarah never saw Rivka, and Rivka never saw Rachel and Leah. What's also worth mentioning is that Rachel died at the age of 36. The Mefarshim explained that Rachel was born when Yaakov went to learn in the Beis Medrash of Aver. He was there 14 years, and then he was in Laban's house for 20 years, and 2 years on the road. 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Aver, plus 20 years in Laban's house, and 2 years on the road, equals 36. And that was the total amount of years that Rachel lived. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Kum Alei, arise and go up to Beis Kel. Zot Rashi, Lefish Echarta Baderech, since you delayed on the way and did not go right away to Beis Kel, Ne'nashto, you were punished. Ubalach Hazois Mibitcha, and this is what happened to your daughter Dina. Dina was abducted because you did not go right away to Beis Kel. Sifsei Chachamim asks that Rashi earlier seemed to say that it was because of a different reason that Yaakov was punished and Dina was abducted. If you look at Rashi, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Rashi over there says, since Yaakov placed Dina in a box and did not allow Esav to see Dina, therefore he was punished, because maybe Dina would have had a good effect on Esav, and that's why she was abducted. So how can Rashi say over here a different reason? Sifsei Chachamim answers that it was Zev Zeh Garib. It was for both reasons that she was abducted. The reason that Rashi says because of the box, and also because of this reason, because he delayed in going to Beis Kel. Hanechar sheyesh b'yedchem mishalol shal Shechem. Remove the alien gods that you have in your hand from the booty of Shechem. V'yitiharu me'avodah zarah, and purify and cleanse yourself from avodah zarah. V'achlifu s'maycheichem shemo yesh b'yedchem k'sus shel avodah zarah. Maybe you have in your hand a garment that has an image of avodah zarah. And he buried it under Ha'ela, min ilon srak. It is a type of non-fruit-bearing tree. Im Shechem, Eitzel Shechem, that was near Shechem. And there was a fear, a chitas, a pachad, among the cities that were around Shechem, and they did not run after the Bnei Yaakov. And Yaakov came to Luz and called the place Kael Beis Kael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Kael, Gilu Shechinase Beis Kael. The revelation of his Shechina is in Beis Kael. Yesh teva chasera beis hamashameshes baroisha. There are words that are missing a beis in the beginning of the word. Really, over here it should have said kale bivays kale, but it only says kale beis kale. But we find that in other places. Kamoi hinehu beis machir ben amiel. It should have said kamoi bivays machir beis avich kamoi bivays avich. So we find other places that a beis in the beginning of the word can be missing. Niglu elov hoelakim. Hashem appeared to him. There are many places where we find the name of Elikim, and also Adnos, a master, that is used in a plural form. Rashi is bothered over here that the name Elikim is used b'lashon rabim. It says Niglu Elov Elikim, not Nigle b'lashon yachid, but rather Niglu. Rashi says that the name Elikim is used b'lashon rabim. And also the lashon of Adnos, k'moy Adonai Yosef, the masters plural of Yosef, even though it was only one master, im ba'olav imoy, if the owners are with him. V'loy ne'mar, it does not say ba'oloy, which is a lashon yachid. V'chein elikus, shu lashon shofet u'moros, the name elikus, which is, means a judge and authority, nizkar b'lashon rabim, it's mentioned in a plural lashon. Aval echad mikol shara shemois, but all the other names of Hashem, like Timsa b'lashon rabim, you will not find b'lashon rabim. And Rashi had already said this yisoid in Parshas Vayera, Perik Chav Pasuk Yud Gimel, on the word kasher hisu oisi elikim, when Hashem caused me to wander, hisu is also a lashon rabim used in connection with the name elikim. Thomas Devorah and Devorah died. Ma'inyan Devorah beveis Yaakov. What is the reason that the death of Devorah is mentioned when we are talking about the household of Yaakov? El lefisha umra Rivka liYaakov. Since Rivka said to Yaakov, "Vishalachti ulekarticha misham," I will send for you and take you out of Padan Aram, away from Lavan. Shocha Devorah. She ended up sending Devorah etzloi lePadan Aram to get Yaakov from Padan Aram. Lotes misham, to take him out from there. Umeisa baderech. And she died on the way. Midivrei Rav Moshe Hadarshan lamadatiya. This I learned from Rav Moshe Hadarshan. Mitachas lebeis kale, he buried her under beis kale. Ha'ir yosheves bahar, the city sits on a mountain. V'nikbara baragliahar, and she was buried at the foot of the mountain. Tachas ha'aloin, under the aloin. B'shipule meshra, below the plain. Shahoya misha milmala, it was a plain on top. B'shipue har, at the incline of the mountain. Vakvura milmata, and the burial was underneath. U'mishar shel beis kale, and the plain of beis kale, hayu karin le aloin, they would call aloin. Rashi is explaining that the word aloin does not mean a plain. The name of the plain is called aloin. This is similar to Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, who discusses El Paron, the plain of Paron. The word El does not mean a plain, but rather the plain of Paron is called El. Same thing by Eloine Mamre. The plain of Mamre is called Eloine. So too over here. The plain had a name, and the name of this plain was Aloin. The Agoda, and the Agoda says, Nispaser Shom Be'evil Sheni. Yaakov was informed over there about a second mourning. Shehugad Loy Al Imoy Shemesa, he was informed that his mother died. The Aloin Beloshin Yivoni Acher. Aloin in Greek means Acher. It means Aloin Bachos, there was another reason to cry. The reason was that his mother, Rivka, died. Since when Rivka died, they hid the day of her Misa, in order that people would not curse the womb that gave birth to Esav. Therefore the Pasuk also keeps it low-key and only hints concerning the death of Rivka. A second time, Pam Sheni, he appeared to Yaakov a second time b'makom hazeh, in this place. Echad b'lechtoi, once when he was going to Padan Aram. Ve'echad b'shuvoi, and once when he was returning from Padan Aram. Vayivarech oisoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Yaakov. Birchas avelim, the bracha that is given to a mourner, since Yaakov was mourning over the death of his mother Rivka. We find a similar lashon in the pasuk concerning the death of Avram, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yitzchak. In Perik Chafei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayevarach Elikim es Yitzchak, Hashem benched Yitzchak, and Rashi says, Nochamu Tanchume Avelim. He comforted Yitzchak with the comforts that one gives to an Avel. The Lashon HaPasuk in both of these places are a Lashon of Vayevarach Elikim, Vayevarach Oisai Elikim, and here it says, Vayevarach Elikim es Yitzchak. So why does Rashi say a different lashon by each one? By Yitzchak it says Nochamu Tanchume Avelim, but by Yaakov it says Birchas Avelim. Lo Yikaru Shimcha Oid Yaakov. Lashon Odom Habov Ma'ar Ve'ikva, which means a language of a person that comes through ambush and deceit. Elo Lashon Sar Ve'Nogin, but rather his name should be Yisrael, which is a lashon of being an officer and a nobleman. Rashi here seems to be translating the name Yisrael a bit different than what he said earlier in the parsha. Because in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chav Tes, when the Malach said, Lo Yeyomer Oy Shimcha Yaakov Kim Yisrael, over there Rashi says, your name will not be Yaakov, but rather Yisrael, which means Shirora V'Giloy Ponim, authority and full view. Over here Rashi does not say Shirora V'Giloy Ponim, but rather a lashon of Sar V'Nogid. Zok Rashi, Ani Kel Shakai, Shani Kedai Levarech, I am sufficient to bless, Shabrochai Shali, since the brochais belong to me. Perei Urve, multiply, Al Shem Shadayin Loi Noilad Binyamin, since Binyamin was not born yet. Vafa Pisha Kfarnes Abra Mimenu, even though Rochel was already pregnant with Binyamin, Perei Urve is referring to the birth of Binyamin. Goy, referring to Binyamin. Ukehal Goyim, according to the Girsa of the Mizrahi, the Divrei HaMaskil should be Ukehal Goyim, referring to Menashe v'Ephraim, Shasidim Lotzeis miYosef, that in the future will come out of Yosef, Vehein b'minyan haShvatim, and they will be in the minion of the Shvatim. Kehal Goyim, referring to the two Shvatim that will come out of Yosef. Umelachim will come out from Binyamin. Shaul v'Eshboishes, Shehoyu Mishevet Binyamin, Shadayin lo noilad, since Binyamin was not born yet, the kings that will come forth in the future will be Shaul and Ishboshes that will be born from Binyamin. Pasuk zeh darshu Avner, and this pasuk Avner darshin kishehimlech Ishboshes, when he crowned Ishboshes, because since it says umelachim plural, it means two kings will come out from Binyamin, Shaul and Ishboshes. V'af ha-shvatim darshu, and also the shvatim darshined this pasuk v'karuv Binyamin, and they reassociated themselves with Binyamin by the Maisa of Pilegesh Bagivo, Dechsev, Ish Mimeno Leiten Es Bita LeBinyamin. They made a declaration that nobody should give their daughter to Binyamin, Leisha, for a wife. But then, V'chazru V'amru, they retracted their statement and said, Il Mali Hoya Oilem in Ashvatim, if Binyamin would not be part of the Shvatim, Loi Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LeYaakov U'Melachim Mechalosecho Yetzeyu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have never said to Yaakov that kings will come forth from Binyamin. Therefore they allow their daughters to marry Binyamin. Goy U'Kahal Goyim Zokrashi Kagoyim, the Yidden will be like the nations. Asidim Bonois Le'osois Kimin HaGoyim Shehein Ayin Umois, your children will be like the number of the Goyim, which are 70 nations. V'chein kol ha-Sanhedrin Shivim, and so too will the Sanhedrin be 70. That's why the Pasuk says Goyim, because from Yaakov's children will come out the Sanhedrin, which will be 70 like the minyan of the Goyim. Davar Acher Shasidim Bonov Lahakriv, your children will be makriv b'shas isur ha-bomois, they'll be makriv on bomois at the time it will be usur to be makriv on bomois. Kagoyim, just like goyim who are makriv on bomois. When will that be? B'mei Eliyahu, at the time of Eliyahu, by the story of Eliyahu b'har ha-Karmel, in order to disprove the Nevi'e Habal, Eliyahu was makriv on bomois even at the time when it was usur to be makriv on bomois. That's why the children of Yaakov are called goyim, because they will do and act like goyim during that time. Zakrashi b'mokom asher diber itoy, Hashem went off Yaakov in the place that he spoke to him. Eni yodea mamalam denu, Rashi says, I do not know what the pasuk is adding by saying these words, b'mokom asher diber itoy. And Rashi says this lashon a few places that he does not understand what the pasuk wants. If you look at Rashi at the end of Parshas Toldos, Perik Chav Ches, pasuk Hey, on the words Eim Yaakov Ve'esav, Rashi also says he does not know what these words are telling us. And also in Parshas Hazriya, on the words Va'omayk Ein Mar'eho Mina'or, he also says that he does not understand the pshat. And also in other places, Rashi says he does not understand. Kivras Eretz, Zok Rashi, Menachem Pirish Lashon Kabir. Menachem says it is a Lashon of Kabir, which means riboy, a lot. Mahalach Rav, there is still a great distance to get to Ephros. Va'agodah, Bizman She'or is Chalula Umenu Keves Kikivra. The pasuk is telling us what season it was. It was at the time that the earth had holes in it, and it had holes like a sieve. That's the lashon of Kivras Eretz Kikivra, and this was the springtime. Shehanir Matzoit, that plowing was commonplace. Hastav Avar. The winter left, Vashorov Adayin Loibo, but the summer did not come yet. And the reason why the Pasuk is telling us this, because it is saying that although the weather was nice, Yaakov still did not bury Rachel in the city of Beis Lechem, but rather on the side of the road, Al Pi Hashem, through the word of Hashem. So Rashi, Ve'ezeh Pshuteh Shel Mikra, this cannot be the Pashpshat in the Pasuk. Sha'arei B'Namon Matzinu, by Namon we find, Vayelech Me'ita Kivras Eretz. He went from him Kivras Eretz. And over there we do not have a reason to say that it's telling us a season. Ba'omer ani, therefore I say, Shehu Shem Midas Karka. It is a certain amount of Karka. It's a certain distance. K'moy Mahalach Parsa Oyoyser, like a Parsa or more. Just like we say a certain amount, a certain size of a vineyard is called Tzemet Kerem. Chelkas Sodeh, a certain size of a field is called Chelkas Sodeh. Kach, so too, b'mahalach Odom, by the distance and the walking of a person, Noisein Shem Midah, we give a measurement, Kivras Eretz, which is called Kivras Eretz. Just like you would say a mile, over there they said Kivras Eretz, a certain amount of land. Kigamzeh, this will also be a son to you. Noisef lecha al Yosef. Besides for Yosef, you will also have a son, Binyamin. V'rabbeisenu darshu, im kol shevet nolda to Uma. With every shevet, there was born a twin sister. Im Binyamin nolda to Uma Yisera. And with Binyamin, Gam is coming to tell us that there was a second twin sister. Ben Oini, Rachel called him the son of my pain, Ben Sari. Binyamin, Yaakov called him Binyamin. Nira be'enai, lefishu levade noile be'erez Canaan, because Binyamin alone was born in the land of Canaan, Shehu Benegev, which is in the south, Kisha Adam Bo me Aram Narayim. If one is coming from Aram Narayim to Eretz Yisrael, he is heading southward. Therefore, Binyamin was called Ben Yamin, the son of the south. Just like the Pasuk says, Banegev in the south, Be'eretz Canaan in the land of Canaan. And also in Parshas Lech Lecha, Holoich v'nosoya hanegba, traveling to the south. Really, I don't understand this second raya, because Rashi wants to bring a raya that the whole land of Eretz Yisrael is called Negev, the south. Because when one travels from Aram Naharaim to Eretz Yisrael, he is traveling from north to south. But from this Pasuk, the Pasuk is not telling us that Eretz Yisrael is called south, but rather that Avram was traveling towards the south of Eretz Yisrael. Holech v'nasaya, going and traveling Hanegba to the south of Eretz Yisrael, like Rashi says over there, towards Yerushalayim. So what's the raya that the whole Eretz Yisrael is called south? Binyamin, Ben Yamin, the son of the south. Loshen Safon v'yamin atah barasam. North and south you created them. Lefika humale, that's why it is written male. Yamin with two yuds. Davar acher, Binyamin, Ben Yamin, the son of days. Shenoyle le'ezig nasai. He was born in my old age. V'nichta benun, and it's written with a nun, Yamin instead of Yamim, because we find such a lashon in Daniel, leketz hayamin, at the end of days, which also is like leketz hayamim. Bishkoy Yisrael baritahi, achele bole chevron. Before Yaakov came to Chevron, Eitzel Yitzchak, Iruhu kol Eila, that's when it occurred and happened all this. Since he did not go right away to be mechabed his father, that's why Reuven sinned. Vayishkav, mitoich shel bilba mishkavoy, since he moved his bed, mala olav hakos of kilu shachva, the Torah considers it as if he had relations with his father's pilegesh. Valama bilbil v'chila yitzuav, why did he move and desecrate his father's bed? Shekishemesa Rachel, because when Rachel died, notal Yaakov mitasoy, Yaakov took his bed, shoyis in asunat tadeh ba'el Rachel. That was always placed in the tent of Rachel, v'loy b'shar aholim, and not in the tents of his other wives. V'nosna ba'el bilo, and he placed his bed in the tent of Bila. Bar Reuven, Reuven came v'tova elboin imoy, and claimed the respect and the embarrassment of his mother. Amar Reuven said, "Imachois imi, hoiset sarli imi. If my mother's sister Rachel was a competition for my mother Leah, shivchas achois imi teit sarli imi. Should also my mother's sister's maid be a competition for my mother?" Lachem bilbel. That's why he moved the bed. Vayu bnei Yaakov shneim osor, and the children of Yaakov were 12. Maskel inyan rishon, it goes back to the first topic. Mishenoyle Binyamin, once Binyamin was born, nishlamo hamita, the bed was complete. Umeata ru'uyim lehimonos, therefore now they are fit to be counted. Umanon, and the pasuk counts them. V'rabbeisenu darshu, and our rabbonim darshin lelamednu, to teach us. Ba, it is coming. Shekulan shavin, that all the shvatim were equal. They were 12 equal shvatim. The Kulan Tzadikim, they were all righteous. Shleichata Ruvain, Ruvain did not sin. This does not mean that Ruvain did not sin. The Pasuk says, Mala Olav Akosav Kilo Shachav. What does it mean, Shleichata Ruvain? He did not sin like the literal meaning of the Pasuk, but rather, it was only Shebilbel Yitzue Aviv. If you look in Pasuk Chav Aleph, Vayisa Yisrael Vayet Aholoi, the Kree, the way it is pronounced, is Aholoi, but the Ksiv, the way it is written, is Aholoi. Rashi makes a diuk like this in Parshas Noach, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and also in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, on the Pasuk Vayet Aholoi. But over here Rashi does not say anything. Maybe the pshat is, the reason why it is written Aholoi, her tent, because it is alluding to Ruvain's Avera. Ruvain moved Yaakov's bed from Bila's tent to Leah's tent, and that's why the Pasuk writes Aholoi, her tent, referring to Yaakov's bed that was moved around to his wife's tents. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Bechor Yaakov, Afilu B'shas HaKalkola Karoi Bechor. Even when he sinned, the Pasuk still calls him the Bechor. He was still a tzaddik and was still noted as the firstborn of Yaakov. Bechor Yaakov, Bechor L'Nachlo, he was the firstborn for Nachlo, for a Yerusha. Bechor L'Avoida, the firstborn to do the Avoida. Bechor L'Minyan, the firstborn to be counted. The Bechorah was only taken away from Ruvain and given to Yosef, Elo Le'inyin HaShvatim, concerning the Shvatim, Shenase L'Shnei Shvatim, that Yosef's Shevet was divided in two. Were it not for the Avera that Ruvain did over here, Ruvain would have been the Bechor also, concerning that his Shevet would have been divided in two. But since he sinned, he lost that aspect of the Bechorah, and that was given to Yosef. But concerning everything else, Ruvain was still the Bechor. Mamre, Shem HaMishar. Mamre over here means the name of the plain. Although in Parshas Vayera, on the Pasuk Eloine Mamre, Rashi says, Eloine, the plain Mamre, Mamre Shem Odom is the name of the person. But over here where it only says Mamre Kiryas HaArba, Mamre is referring to the name of the plain. Kiryas HaArba is the name of the city. So Rashi, Mamre Shem HaMishar. Mamre is the name of the plain. Kiryas HaArba, Shem Ho'ir. It is the name of the city. Mamre Kiryas HaArba. Mamre, the plain called Mamre in Kiryas HaArba. El Mishar shel Kiryas Arba. It is the plain of Kiryas Arba. V'im toimar hoyaloi lichtoi Mamre ha Kiryas Arba. Why does the Pasuk say Kiryas HaArba, placing the hay on the second word, instead of saying ha Kiryas Arba? So Rashi came derech hamikra b'chol davar sheshmoy kafel. So is the way of the pasuk by anything that has two words. Kigoin zeh like this Kiryas Arba. Ukigoin beis lechem avi ezer beis kel. Im hutzruch lahatel by hay. If the hay is necessary to be placed in front of the word noisna b'rosh ateva shnia, it is placed before the second word. Like over here Kiryas ho arba beis halachmi avi ho ezri beis ho eli. All of them, the hay is placed at the beginning of the second word. Vayigva Yitzchak and Yitzchak perished. Ein muktum u'mu'ucha ba'Torah. There is no chronological order in the Torah. Even though something might have taken place later, it can be stated earlier. Because Mechirasa shal Yosef kodma l'misase shal Yitzchak yud beis shana. Mechiras Yosef, that is stated later in Parshas Vayeshev, took place 12 years before the death of Yitzchak. And Rashi proves this. Sha'arei kishinoled Yaakov, because when Yaakov was born, Hoya Yitzchak ben Samuch Shana, Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born. Yitzchak was 60 years older than Yaakov. Shenemar v'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana b'ledes Esav. Yitzchak was 60 when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. V'Yitzchak meis b'shana kufchaf li'Yaakov. Yitzchak died when Yaakov was 120. Im toisi shishim mikuf peishona. If you subtract 60 from 120, from 180, nisharu kufchaf, you are left with 120. Since Yitzchak lived 180 years, and Yitzchak was 60 years older than Yaakov, it comes out that Yaakov was 120 when Yitzchak died. V'yosef nimkar ben yuzjain shona. Yosef was 17 when he was sold. And that year Yaakov was 108 years old. Ketzad, how is this possible? Ben Shishim Usholish Nisbarech. We proved already earlier in Rashi at the end of Parshas Toldos that Yaakov was 63 when he got the brachos. Va'arba esrei shona nitman bebeis aver. And for 40 years he was in beis aver. Harei shivim v'sheva. 63 plus 14 is 77. Varba esrei ovad beisha. For 14 years he worked for his two wives. Umisav arba esrei nolad Yosef. And at the end of these 14 years, Yosef was born. Shenemar vayihi kasher yolda Rachel es Yosef. It was after those 14 years Rachel gave birth to Yosef. So it comes out 77 plus 14. Harei tishim v'achas is 91. But Yud Zayin Achaloi Nimka Yosef, plus 17 years until Yosef was sold, Hare Meo Shmoina. It comes out 108. And we already proved that Yaakov was 120 when Yitzchak died, and now we are proving that he was 108 when Yosef was born, when Yosef was sold. It comes out Mechiras Yosef took place 12 years before Misas Yitzchak. And again, the Cheshbon is 63 when he received the brachos. 14 years in Beis Aver makes him 77. 14 years until Yosef was born makes him 91. Plus 17 years of Yosef until he was sold equals 108. And now Rashi makes the Cheshbon the other way to prove that Yaakov was 108 by the Mechira. Oid Mefurish Min HaMikra. We can also prove from the Pasuk, Mishanimka Yosef Ashebo Yaakov Mitzrayimah Chof Pei Shana. From the time Yosef was sold until Yaakov came to Mitzrayim was 22 years. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'Yosef Ben Shloshim Shana. Yosef was 30 years old when he became king. V'Zayin Shanim Seva. 7 years of plenty. Ushnosayim Rov. And after that, it was followed by 2 years of hunger. Harei Chof Beis. That totals 22 years because Yosef was sold at the age of 17. He was king at 30. 7 years of plenty and 2 years of hunger makes him 39. From 17 to 39 is 22 years. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Yaakov said, Yemei Shnei Megurai Shloshim Ma'ashana. The days of the years of my life is 130 years old when he met Paroi. Nimsa Yaakov b'mechirasi kufches. It comes out that Yaakov was 108 by Mechiras Yosef. If he was 130 when he came, and Yosef was away from him for 22 years, 22 minus 130 is 108. So again, we have proven that by Mechiras Yosef, Yaakov was 108. He was 120 by Misas Yitzchak. So it comes out, Ein Muktum u'me'ucha b'Torah, because Mechiras Yosef took place 12 years before Misas Yitzchak. And the pasuk continues, Ve'ele, and these are Tolois Esav, the descendants of Esav, who Edom. Esav was known by the name Edom. Esav lokach es nosho mibnois Kenan. Esav took his wives from the daughters of Canaan. And the pasuk now lists the three wives of Esav: Ado bas Elon hachiti, Olivomo bas Ano bas Tzivoin hachivi, Ves Bosmas bas Yishmael, and Bosmas the daughter of Yishmael, Achois Nevoyos, the sister of Nevoyos. Bosmas was the sister of Nevoyos. And Rashi explains the reason why we are mentioning Bosmas' brother Nevoyos, because Yishmael died, and Nevoyos was the one that married off his sister. That's why she is known as the Achois Nevoyos. If you look in Parshas Toldos, you will see that the three wives of Esav were already mentioned. But they were mentioned under different names. Instead of Odo bas Elon Hachiti, in Parshas Toldos she is known as Bosmas bas Elon Hachiti. Olivomo bas Ano bas Sivoin is known as Yehudis bas Be'eri Hachiti. And Bosmas bas Yishmol is known as Mochalas bas Yishmol. And Rashi explains that each of these names that are mentioned in Parshas Vayishlach are the main names. And the ones mentioned in Parshas Toldos were the nicknames. And Rashi goes through each one. Odo bas Elon Hachiti, she was called Bosmas because they called her that because she was Mekateres Besamim L'Avodah Zarah. She would burn Besamim, spices, for Avodah Zarah, and therefore she acquired the name Bosmas from the Lashon of Besamim. Olivama was called Yehudis. Esav called her Yehudis. Like the Gemara in Megillah says that Kol HaKoifer B'Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. Anybody who denies Avodah Zarah is called Yehudi. So he called her name Yehudis, as if to say she is Koifer B'Avodah Zarah, she does not worship Avodah Zarah. And although Yehudis was a person who worshipped Avodah Zarah, Esav called her Yehudis in order to trick his father, so his father should not think that his wives were Oved Avodah Zarah. And the Mefarshim asked, if that's the case, he was worried what Yitzchak would think, so why did he call Odo by the name of Bosmas, which we explained to mean Shemekateres Besamim L'Avodah Zarah? Maskela David answers that to Yitzchak, he did not say that the reason she was called Basmas was because Shemikateras Besamim Lavodizara. But rather, he told his father she was called Basmas because Shenoo Maaseho Kibisamim. Her deeds were beautiful like spices. He told his father that was the reason why she was called Basmas. This way, his father would not know the real reason. But the real reason was Shemikateras Besamim Lavodizara. And Rashi goes on to say that Basmas Bas Yishmael was called Mochlas because the Medrash says that there are three people that Mechlin Loi Avinoisav that are forgiven for their Averis. The first one is Gershon Isgayer, a convert to Judaism. The second is Oila Ligdula, one who ascends to a greater level, who ascends to power. He is forgiven for his Averis. And the third one is Hanoise Isha, one who marries a woman. And Noise Isha, we learn out from this pasuk, from the fact that Basmas was called Mochlas, because Esav was forgiven for his Averis by marrying Mochlas. Maskela David asks, does that make sense that Esav, who did a whole life full of Averis, would be forgiven for all his Averis just by marrying an Isha? Therefore he learns that just like on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper El L'Shavim. Yom Kippur only atones for those who do tshuva. So too, concerning Noisei Isha, one who marries a woman is only forgiven if he does tshuva. And since Esav did not do tshuva, he was not forgiven. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Toldos, that he took Mochlas al Noshav Loile Isha. And Rashi says, Hoisif Risha al Rishosai. He added wickedness upon his previous wickedness. He married two wicked women, and now added a third one. Therefore he did not do tshuva, and was not forgiven. And it was only theoretical that she was called Mochlas. Theoretically, he could have been forgiven for his Averis by marrying this Isha if he would have done tshuva. But since he did not do tshuva, he was not forgiven. The Mefarshim mentioned that one might think that maybe when somebody marries his first wife, that's when it's Mechlin Loi Al Kol Avinoisav. His Averis are forgiven. Because it is through this wife that he is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Peri Yevarivya. But once he is already Mekayim the Mitzvah of Peri Yevarivya, maybe if he marries a second and third wife, it is not Mechlin Loi Al Kol Avinoisav. He is not forgiven anymore on his Averis. And this is the Chiddush of this Pasuk, that although Esav had already married Oda, and also Ahali Vama, still, when he married Basmas, who was known as Mochlas, he had the potential to still be Mechlin Loi Al Kol Avinoisav if he would have done tshuva. Rashi asks, the Pasuk says that Ahali Vama was Bas Ano, Bas Tzivoin, the daughter of Ano and the daughter of Tzivoin. How is it possible that Ahali Vama should be the daughter of two people? The daughter of Tzivoin, who was the father of Ano, and the daughter of Ano, who was the son. She can't possibly be the daughter of two people, the father and the son. And Rashi answers that really she was the daughter of Tzivoin. It just looked like she was the daughter of Ano, because Tzivoin was Mizane with his daughter-in-law, the wife of Ano. So in actuality, Ahali Vama was born from Tzivoin. But since it was Ano's wife who gave birth to Ahali Vama, it looked like it was Ano's daughter. But really, it was only Tzivoin's daughter. That's why the Pasuk says, Bas Ano, Bas Tzivoin. Bas Tzivoin because she was really Tzivoin's daughter, and Bas Ano because she looked like Ano's daughter. Although Rashi had already explained that Ahali Vama was called Yehudis, as if to say she was Kofer B'Avodah Zarah, so she got the nickname Yehudis, but we still have to explain something else that is mentioned the Parshas Toldos. Because Yehudis was known as Bas Be'eri Hachiti, the daughter of Be'eri Hachiti. And over here, Ahali Vama, who is Yehudis, is known as Bas Ano Bas Tzivoin Hachivi. So first of all, was she the daughter of Be'eri, or the daughter of Bas Ano Bas Tzivoin? And over there it says Chiti, and over here it says Chivi. Maskela David answers that Tzivoin, we will see further on in the Parsha, was Boil his mother. He was Mezana with his mother and had Ano. Someone who is Boil his mother is, so to speak, one who is Boil the Be'er. He is Mezana, the well in which he was born from. That's why Tzivoin was also known by the name of Be'eri, the one who went back to his Be'er and was Mezana with his Be'er. So when the Pasuk in Toldos says Yehudis was Bas Be'eri, that's another way of saying Yehudis was Bas Tzivon. And when the Pasuk says Hachiti over there, it is referring to Ano. In Pasuk Chav Dalet, further on in the Parsha, we see that Ano breeded together a horse and a donkey and created the mules. The mules were called Yemim. Yemim is a lashon of fear. People were afraid of these mules because the bite of the mule never healed. Another way to say fear is chitas. Like the Pasuk says earlier in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Hei, Vayihi chitas elokim al ha'orim asher svivoseihem. The fear of Hashem was on the cities that were surrounding them. So chitas means fear. When the Pasuk says in Toldos that Yehudis was bas be'eri hachiti, hachiti is referring to Ano. Ano was the one who created the Yemim. Another way of saying Yemim is chiti, the feared ones, the mules. And it is really saying that Yehudis was Bas Be'eri, the daughter of Be'eri, which means Tzivon, and also the daughter of Hachiti, Ano, who created the mules that were fearful. So now the two parshas are not a contradiction. Olivomo Bas Ano Bas Tzivon Hachivi is really the same as Yehudis Bas Be'eri Hachiti, because Bas Be'eri is Bas Tzivon, Hachiti is Bas Ano. And now the Pasuk tells us the children of Esav. Vateled Odo. And Odo gave birth to Esav es Eliphaz. She had Eliphaz. Ubosmas Yolda es Reuel. And Bosmas gave birth to Reuel. Olivoma Yolda. And Olivoma gave birth to three sons. Yeush, Yalom, and Korach. Ele bnei Esav asher yulda lo be'eretz Canaan. These are the children of Esav that were born to him in the land of Canaan. Rashi tells us that this Korach was a mamzer, because Eliphaz, Esav's son, was mezane with his father Esav's wife, Olivoma, and had Korach. This Korach was not really Esav's son. He just looked like Esav's son because Olivoma, Esav's wife, gave birth to him. But in actuality, he was Eliphaz's son. And that's why later on in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Tesvav and Tezayin, where the Psukim are mentioning the chiefs, the Alufim of Eliphaz, it mentions Korach as one of the Alufim of Eliphaz, because Korach was really Eliphaz's son and not Esav's son. And the Pasuk continues, Vayikach Esav, and Esav took Es Noshav his wives, Ves Bonov and his sons, Ves Benoisav and his daughters, Ves Kol Nafshay's Besai, and all the souls of his household, Ves Bikneu and his cattle, referring to his sheep, goats, and cows, Ves Kol Behemtoi and all his animals, referring to other type of animals, donkeys and camels, Ves Kol Kinyonoi and all his possessions, Asher Rochash Be'eretz Canaan, that he amassed in the land of Canaan. Vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov ochiv. He went to a land, to any land which he would find, because of Yaakov his brother. Ki haya ruchushem rav misheves yachtom, because their possessions were too many to live together. V'lo yochla eretz megurehem loseis oisam, and the land where they lived was not able to carry them mipnei bikneihem, because of the amount of cattle which they had. Ramban explains that although we find in the beginning of the parsha that Esav was already living in Seir, like we see, the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Yaakov malachim el Esav ochiv arza Seir sidei Edom." He sent the malachim to Seir. It must have been that Esav was already living in Seir, and he says, because back then Esav was living in Seir part time. He was a leader and a nobleman in the land of Seir, but his family was still living in the land of Canaan. It was only after Yaakov returned from Haran, and their cattle were too many to live together, there was not enough room for both of them, that Esav took his whole family out of Canaan and headed towards Seir. Vayeshev Esav Bahar Seir, and Esav settled in Mount Seir. Esav hu Edom, Esav is called Edom. This is the second time that the Pasuk is telling us Esav hu Edom. Ve'ela told us Esav, and these are the offsprings of Esav. Rashi explains that the Pasuk is telling us now the children of Esav's children, Esav's grandchildren. Avi Edom, Esav is the father of Edom. Bahar Seir, they had these children once they were living in Mount Seir. Ela Shemois b'nei Esav, these are the names of the children of Esav. Eliphaz ben Odo, Eliphaz the son of Odo, Eshes Esav. Reuel ben Bosmas, Eshes Esav. And Reuel the son of Bosmas, the wife of Esav. These two sons were mentioned already earlier. And now the pasuk is going to the grandchildren. Vayiyu b'nei Eliphaz. And the children of Eliphaz were Taimon, Oimer, Tzfoi, Vegatam, Uknas. Taimon, Oimer, Tzfoi, Gatam, and Knas. V'simna hoisabhi legesh l'Eliphaz, ben Esau. And Timna was the concubine, was the pilegesh of Eliphaz, the son of Esau. Vateled l'Eliphaz es Amolek. And she gave birth to Eliphaz, Amolek. Ele b'nei Odo, Eshes Esau. These are the children of Odo, the wife of Esau. And Rashi says, the reason why the pasuk is telling us that Timna was Eliphaz's pilegesh is to tell us the greatness of Avram. How much people wanted to be joined to Avram's family. Because Timna came from a very important family. We see further on, in Pasuk Chof, Chof Aleph, and Chof Beis, that the original settlers in Seir were Loiton and his family. Timna was the sister of Loiton. So she was a very important person. She was from the original settlers of Seir. And she said, I am not worthy enough to marry into Avram's family, to marry Eliphaz. Halavai, that I should be Eliphaz's pilegesh. I can't be his wife, let me at least be his pilegesh. And the pasuk is telling us this to show how important Avram's family was viewed, that even the heads of Seir didn't feel they were worthy enough to marry into Avram's family, only to be a pilegesh. And the pasuk continues, Ve'ele b'nei Reuel. And these are the children of Reuel. Nachas, Zerach, Shamo, Umiza. Ele hoyu b'nei Bosmas, Eshes Esav. These are the children of Bosmas and the grandchildren of Bosmas, Eshes Esav, the wife of Esav. I once heard a cute vart that we see over here that one of Esav's grandchildren was Nachas. His name was Nachas. That's why when we wish a person that he should have nachas from his children, we say he should have Yiddish nachas. The reason why we say Yiddish nachas is to exclude not to have the nachas that Esav had, because Esav had a grandchild whose name was Nachas. And the pasuk continues, Ve'ele hoyu b'nei Olivamo. And these were the children of Olivamo, Bas Ano, Bas Sivoin, the daughter of Ano, the daughter of Sivoin, Eshes Esav, the wife of Esav, Vateled le'Esav es Yeush, Ves Yalom, Ves Kairach. And the pasuk over here does not go to the grandchildren of Olivamo. The Radak explains, because Olivama's grandchildren did not become Alufim, they did not become chiefs. Therefore, the pasuk does not go that far down. But all the other grandchildren that were mentioned earlier, all became Alufim, like we will see in the psukim that are upcoming. Ela Alufim v'nei Esav. These are the chiefs of the children of Esav. B'nei Eliphaz, the children of Eliphaz. Bechor Esav, the firstborn of Esav. Aluf, Taimon, Aluf Omer, Aluf Tzfoi, Aluf Knas, Aluf Korach. Here we see that Korach is listed as one of the children of Eliphaz. Aluf Gatom, Aluf Amolek. Ela Alufe Eliphaz be'eretz Edom. These are the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. Ela b'nei Odo, these are the children of Odo. Although earlier, when we mentioned the children of Esav, we see that Gatam came before Knaz, and over here Knaz came before Gatam, because earlier they were listed in the order that they were born. Over here they are listed in the order in which they became Alufim chiefs, and Knaz became a chief before Gatam. And the pasuk continues, Ve'ele b'nei Reuel. And these are the children of Reuel ben Esav. Aluf Nachas, Aluf Zerach, Aluf Shamo, Aluf Mizo. Ele alufi Reuel beretz Edom. These are the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom. Ele b'nei Bosmas, Eshes Esav. These are the children and the grandchildren of Bosmas, the wife of Esav. Ve'ele b'nei Olivamo, Eshes Esav. And these are the children of Olivamo, the wife of Esav. Aluf Yeush, Aluf Yalom, Aluf Korach. These are the chiefs of Olivama, the daughter of Ano, the wife of Esav. And we see over here that the grandchildren of Olivama did not become Alufim, and that's why the grandchildren of Olivama are not mentioned earlier in Pasuk Yudalit. Ela b'nei Esav, these are the children of Esav, ve'ela alufehem, and these are their chiefs, hu Edom, he is Edom. And again we see another time that the pasuk is telling us that Esav is referred to as Edom. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi pasuk beis, Odo bas Eloin. He bosmas bas Eloin. Odo bas Eloin is the same as bosmas bas Eloin mentioned in Parshas Toldos. V'nikras bosmas, and she was nicknamed bosmas al shem shoyse mikateres besamim l'avodah zarah, because she burned spices for avodah zarah. Olivama, he Yehudis. She is Yehudis, mentioned in Parshas Toldos. V'hu kina shema Yehudis, and Esav renamed her by the name of Yehudis. Loimar to say shehi kaferes b'avodis alilim, that she denies avodah zarah. Kedei lahatos es aviv, in order to trick his father. Bas Ano bas Sivoin, she was the daughter of Ano, the daughter of Sivoin. In bas Ano loy bas Sivoin, if she is the daughter of Ano, how can she be the daughter of Tzivoin? Ano b'noi shel Tzivoin. Ano is the son of Tzivoin. Shenamah, like the Pasuk says, Ve'ele b'nei Tzivoin. These are the children of Tzivoin, Ayo and Ano. Malamed shebot Tzivoin al kalosei. This comes to teach us that Tzivoin was mezana with his daughter-in-law, Eishes Ano, the wife of Ano. Ve'yotzes olivoma miben shnehem. And olivoma came out from between both of them, which means, in actuality, she was the daughter of Tzivoin, but it looked like she was the daughter of Ano. The Pasuk is telling us that all of them were the children of Mamzeres, because we find in the Parsha that many people were Mizana. We see that Tzivoin was Mizana twice. He was Mizana with his mother and had Ano. He was Mizana with his daughter-in-law and had Olivama. We see also that Eliphaz was Mizana with Esav's wife Olivama and had Korach. And we will also see further that Eliphaz will be Mizana with Seir's wife and have Timna. So we see everybody in this family was really a mamzer because their parents were marrying people that they were not supposed to marry. Bosmas bas Yishmael, ulahalon karaloi mochlas. At the end of Parshas Toldos, she is known by the name of Mochlas. Matzinu ba'agodas medrash Sevish Shmuel. We find in the Agoda of Medrash Sevish Shmuel, Gimel moichlin lahem avoneseyem. Three type of people are forgiven for their averis. Gershon Eskayer, a convert to Judaism. V'ho'ila l'gdula, one who ascends to power. V'anoise isha, and one who marries a woman. V'limid hatam mikan, and noise isha is learnt out from here, since Esav's wife was called Mochlas. L'kach nikras Mochlas, shenimchalu avonoisav. She was called Mochlas because Esav's averis were forgiven. Gur Aryeh explains the common denominator between all these three that they are forgiven for their averis is that all of them became a guf acher, a guf chadosh, a new body. Gershon is Geyer is kigotten shenoy ladami. A convert to Judaism is as if he was born anew. Therefore, we can forgive him for his averis. Oyla legdula also became a different person. Until now, he was for himself, and now he became a person for the klal, a person for the public. And also Noise Isha, because as long as one is not married, he is considered a plag guf, a half of a body. And now when he gets married, he is considered complete. Therefore, he is considered like a guf acher chodosh, like a different body, a new body, and that's why he can be forgiven for his averis. Zakrashi, Bosmas was known as Achois Nevoyos, the sister of Nevoyos, Alshem Shehu Hisieloi, since Nevoyos married her off to Esav Mishemes Yishmael. Once Yishmael died, Nikras al Shemoi. Therefore, she is called by his name, the sister of Nevoyos. V'olivama Yolda, Korach Zeh Mamzer Hoya. Korach, who is mentioned as one of the children of Olivama, was a Mamzer. Uben Eliphaz Hoya, and he was the son of Eliphaz, and not the son of Esav. Shebal Eishes Ovid, Eliphaz was Mizane, his father's wife, El Olivama. Olivama, Eishes Esav, the wife of Esav, Sharehu Monoi Imalufe Eliphaz, because if you look further, Korach is mentioned by the children of Eliphaz, the Sefer Inyan, further on in the Parsha, in Pasuk Tezayin. Vayelech El Eretz, and Esav went to a land, Logor Ba'asher Yimsa, to live in any land which he will find. The land was not enough to carry all their animals, to give them enough grazing. And that's why he went to Seir. What does it mean, Mipnei Yaakov Achiv? Mipnei Shtar Choiv, because of the Shtar, Shel Gezeras, Kiger Yezaracha. Because of the document that had to be paid up, the decree of Ger Yia Zaracha, that your children will be strangers, Hamutal Al Zarei Shel Yitzchak, that is sitting upon the children of Yitzchak. Omar, Esav said, Eilech li mikan, I will go away from here. Ein li chelek, I do not want a chelek, loy b'matono, shenitnen loy ha'oretz, not in the present of Eretz Yisrael, v'loy b'piroin ashtar, because I do not want to pay up the shtar. And that's why he went away, mibnei Yaakov ochet. He said, I don't want the land, and therefore I will not have to pay up the chayv of ger yezaracha, that my children should be strangers. And also because of the embarrassment that he sold the Bechorah. So we really have three reasons why he left this land. Either he left because of the simple reason that there wasn't enough grazing for him and Yaakov, or he left because he did not want to pay up the chayv of ger yezaracha. Therefore he said, I don't want the chayv and I don't want the land. And also because of the busha that he sold the Bechorah, he did not want to live around Yaakov. And these are the offsprings shehailidu banov, that Esav's children had mishahalach l'seir, once he went to seir. V'simna hoisa pilegesh, Timna was the pilegesh of Eliphaz. L'hodiya gedulosu shel Avram, this is to let us know the greatness of Avram. Kama hoyo te'evim lidobik bizarai, how much people desired to be joined to his family. Timna zu, this woman Timna bas alufim haisa, she was the daughter of chiefs. Shenema, like the pasuk says further, va'achos loiton, the sister of loiton was Timna. The loiton me'alufei yoshvei seir, and loiton was from the chiefs of the original settlers in seir. Minachorim sheyoshvu ba lefonim, from the chorim that lived in the land before anybody else. Amra, Timna said, eini zoicha li nosilach, I am not privileged enough to marry you. Halavai ve'eya pilegesh, halavai that I should be your pilegesh. Uvedivrei hayomim, and in divrei hayomim, moina oisa, Timna is counted bebonov shel Eliphaz, in the children of Eliphaz. Melamed shebo al ishtoi, this teaches us that Eliphaz was mezane with the wife shel seir of seir. V'yotzo Timna mibeinehem, and Timna came out from both of them. Really, Timna was not the daughter of Seir, but rather the daughter of Eliphaz. It's just that Eliphaz was mezaneh with Seir's wife, and it looked like this was Seir's daughter, but really it was Eliphaz's daughter. Ukishigodla, and when she grew up, Nasis Pilakshoi, she became the Pilegesh of Eliphaz. Vezeu v'achos loitan Timna, and that's why the pasuk says the sister of loitan is Timna. V'leimana in bnei Seir, she is not counted as one of the sons of Seir. Shehoisa achosim minoim v'leimana av, because she was loitan's sister from one mother, they shared the same mother. V'leimana av, they did not share the same father, because loitan's father was Seir, and Timna's father was Eliphaz. Now that Rashi has told us that Timna was the daughter of Eliphaz, we have to understand what was Rashi's raya in the beginning of the pasuk. That the pasuk is telling us how great Avram's family was, that Timna, who was such an important person, said that I am not worthy to come into this family, halavai I should be a pelegesh. Maybe that's not the reason why she said I will be your pelegesh. Maybe it was because she was the daughter of Eliphaz and she did not want to be married and equal to her father. And that's why she said, I cannot be your regular wife, but rather I will only be a pilegesh with you. Maybe that's the reason, and not, like Rashi says, that it is to show us how great Avram's family was viewed by everybody around them. Zot Rashi, Eile Alufei B'nei Esav, these are the chiefs of B'nei Esav. What does Alufei mean? Rashi Mishpachos, the heads of the family.